This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump begins in full today in the U.S. Senate. AP Sagar Magani reports President Trump's lawyers are urging the Senate to quickly dismiss the impeachment case.
They say the Democrats have a flimsy case and the president did nothing wrong. They're arguing the claims of abuse of power and obstructing Congress do not amount to impeachable offenses. In the abuse case, saying he did not violate any specific criminal statute. Democrats say his conduct was the founder's worst nightmare. They're pushing Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell to have votes up front on allowing more witnesses, but he's proposing any such votes happened down the line, which Democratic leader Chuck Schumer calls a national disgrace. Sagar Magani, Washington.
With his impeachment trial getting underway in Washington, President Trump is in Davos, Switzerland, attending the World Economic Forum. As the keynote speaker, Mr. Trump focused on the success of the U.S. economy.
Since my election, America has gained over 7 million jobs, a number unthinkable. I wouldn't say it, I wouldn't talk about it, but that was a number that I had in mind. The projection was 2 million, we did 7.
Earlier, environmental activist Greta Thunberg spoke at the forum. She says youth awareness has played a major role in the global agenda.
The climate and environment is a hot topic right now, and a lot thanks to young people pushing. But of course, if you see it from another perspective, pretty much nothing has been done since the global emissions of CO2 has not reduced.
Mr. Trump is to meet on the sidelines of the conference separately with several world leaders. To keep track of what's going on in Davos or the impeachment trial, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The death toll for the coronavirus in China climbed on Tuesday as authorities reported a surge in new cases. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Chinese authorities have confirmed that the outbreak of a deadly new virus could be spread through human contact. Hundreds have contracted the virus over the last few days. Medical staff have been infected and several people have died. A chilling update on the coronavirus, which began in Wuhan, a city of 11 million people. But the virus has already spread to other countries, including Thailand, Japan, South Korea and the Philippines, as millions travel for the Lunar New Year holiday. Scientists in Hong Kong have warned of the super spreader disease and authorities are adamant the virus will be brought under control. The WHO called a meeting for Wednesday to consider declaring an international health emergency.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Iran's Civil Aviation Authority says the country's military fired two missiles at a Ukrainian commercial jet that went down shortly after taking off from Tehran earlier this month, killing all 176 people on board. It also says it has requested technical assistance from the U.S. Transportation Safety Board and its French counterpart to help read the black box flight data recorders. Huawei's chief financial officer is in a Vancouver courtroom for the first phase of a trial that will last at least 4 days. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
In Canada, the first stage of extradition hearings for a top Huawei executive kicked off Monday. Meng Wanzhou is the company's chief financial officer and the daughter of its founder. She faces allegations in the U.S. of using a Hong Kong shell company to sell equipment to Iran, violating American sanctions. China has called Meng's arrest politically motivated. Soon after her arrest, Beijing detained two Canadians who are still under arrest in China. This week's hearing focuses on whether Meng's alleged crimes in the U.S. are also illegal in Canada. Legal experts say it could be years before a final decision is reached.
That is Reuters' Olivia Chan reporting. Boeing is seeking to borrow $10 billion or more as it awaits approval for its 737 MAX planes to fly again. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Marred by its 737 MAX plane's deadly record, Boeing is in talks with banks to borrow $10 billion or more amid rising costs. Boeing grounded its 737 MAX fleet last March after two of the planes both crashed, killing 346 people. Sources say Boeing has so far secured at least $6 billion from banks, but is talking to even more lenders. One remaining question is how long will the MAX fleet remain grounded for? Last week, Reuters reported it's unlikely that the Federal Aviation Administration would approve the plane's return until at least March.